still alive.
We're back from recess. We have BOE number 273. I have a question, though. Before we took the recess on, was it last Friday? Or Thursday? What day was that? Wednesday? You had three items. Is that right?
Yes, I did mention three items to you.
And now we've got...
You got lots of items.
Lots of items.
If I could... Well, whatever you want to do, I've got...
Well, I'm just asking, I guess, yeah, what are we doing? What's our...
The first one, since the next number on your agenda is 273. And I think our agenda goes to 377. I've added a... Wes has put two more numbers in for me, 378 and 379. They're not on their agenda. He didn't print another agenda because I was so late getting there with them.
273 through 2, what'd you say?
273 through 379.
379.
I've got about...
379.
I've got about 15 or 20, and they're not just number after number. They're... What's the right word? Mixed in there. They're all condominiums where the property owner did not get their condominium letter sent in on time, and so they got put on as commercial. And either they don't have any commercial or it's a percentage. And so these 15 or 20 from 273 to 379 are condominiums. And the whole issue on each one of them is the
classification
of commercial and residential.
Well, they're not supposed to be commercial, are they?
If you rent it by the night, on a nightly rental basis, then you have to pay commercial on those nights. But if you don't rent it by the night, then it's all residential. So it's a real pain in the neck for us to keep track of.
Well, that is a pain in the neck.
Hold on.
But yep. Now, it's a state law that we just had a gentleman come in, and it's a state law that they can do it on the percentage of nights rented, right?
That gentleman brought in, that's an old law that was Marriott, I believe, was the case. But they've since moved off of that, I believe, Danny. This process that we're using is not law, to my knowledge. It's something that James and the State Tax Commission came in agreement on is the way we're doing it. I looked at it when I got here and didn't find a better way to do it, so I left it like it was.
Do you know what those numbers are?
Yes, sir. I can read them off to you if you like.
Yep.
Start with the 273, of course. $288, $289, $290, $291.
So hold on 1 second. $290, $291, $292, $293, $294, $296.
323 is well.
Okay.
Then we're going to jump all the way over to 376.
And you mentioned 379. I'm not showing an 8 or a 9.
Right. Those are the two. I brought late.
You should have
376.
376 and then 377. And then you don't have them on your list there, but 378 and 379 are also the same issue where they didn't get their condo letter in time.
Now, when you say condo letter, explain that to us again.
Sure.
They're supposed to mail something to you saying what, or did they didn't receive it in time?
They received it, we hope. They just didn't return it. You simply ask them, are you nightly rental, or are you not nightly rental? And then if there's a portion, then they send us that percentage, and we put a percentage on commercial and the rest of it on is residential.
I looked at some of those, Chuck, out there at the point. They're residential, but up there in the top, it says nightly rental.
On the card?
On Beacon.
Okay, and I've asked them to change it on a lot of the Beacon cards. It'll say nightly rental. And that's just something they pulled off.
They're kind of throwing me because, yeah. I mean, they show residential, but they say nightly rental.
Right. And the key is to look at whether it's residential or commercial.
And how
much difference is that going to make in taxes if you rent it?
Pretty considerable.
For a week. For a whole year.
Well, just a week wouldn't make a lot of difference. But there's a number of them will rent them maybe a third of the year. If they do well, they'll rent them a third of the year.
And if they do that, it'll make quite a bit of difference.
Pretty big difference, yep.
How do we verify that they aren't renting them?
We don't. If they're in the city of Branson, you might be able to chase down the city of Branson records. And
they have to
pay sales tax. Now, most, I don't know if all, or, I mean a lot or a few, but some of them do it, honestly. Others,
I think some of the larger condo renters is pretty well. There might be a few that do it on their own and probably...
We would love it to be everything or nothing, but... So I would request, if I may, that you change those numbers, or approve those numbers, and they are classification changes.
But will you change the percentage of classification?
Yes, we got on the records here, we got a new and an old card. We got the old card as it was and then new as it should be. And I'll pass those on to Wes if you all read.
So what he's saying is the amount of commercial use will be listed and the amount of residential will be listed.
Are we
correct?
So there's some that say, hey, yeah, we do on some, and there's some that say, no, we don't do it at all. And
some of them are all residential, and other ones are going to be a commercial, a percentage.
So what, we need to look at each one of them individually?
You can if you like. We've got them right here.
I don't really want to do that.
But you'll make the changes according to the letters, is what you're saying.
Correct.
We've done this in the past where the assessor files the staff and treated us like this. We just voted on the staff.
Make a motion to let the assessor do the classification changes on the BOE numbers listed.
We have a motion to allow the assessor to change the classification values per the letters provided?
Yes.
So you said, do you have a second?
I'll second.
We have a motion and a second. We do have some discussion. Do you guys go through vacationrentalbyowner.com and just type the address in and see if they're available?
Nope. We send them out to all of the condominium owners.
I'm just saying, is there a way to verify? Would that not be a good idea to?
Yep. Give you some more staff and we can do that. But
well, I just searched five in less than 30 seconds.
Okay. We've got...
And this is a BOE, so we can't talk about giving you more staff or not giving you more staff or reasons as to why you shouldn't have to have more staff. But
that, is that just showing that, whether it's available or how many nights?
It shows it's available. So, I mean, if somebody says, hey, I don't rent it out at all, and then all of a sudden, well, now, wait a minute, you got it advertised on the public website saying it is available.
Not a bad idea. We could look into
some
that.
Some of these that we got in or...
I don't know. I don't know what the percentages are that they say that they are.
Did you have residents that said that they were not having them at all?
Oh, yes. There's a lot of them that aren't having them. Yeah.
On this list here? Or
so it might be something that just a little FYI, it'd be kind of curious more than anything.
The reason I made the staffing remark is we have the issue of homes as well, as you're aware of, I imagine.
Right.
That you can go on there and you can find all kinds of homes that are available for rent on a nightly basis. And as of so far, to my knowledge, planning and zoning has not tackled that issue much, a little bit. But it's an issue that's before assessors throughout the state where these folks are renting their homes on a nightly basis. Are we going to go in there and put them into some kind of program like this where they pay a percentage?
They're making a commercial. If they're making money off of it, it needs to be...
We had a lawsuit over one.
Yeah, I can remember as commissioner seeing one or two come in. It's quite the issue. But that's where my staffing remark came. When we go to looking at houses, we're going to have a hard thing to keep up with, but...
Usually,
not a bad idea. We can look at your idea there, Brandon.
Usually the way those come about is a neighbor complaining.
Yep.
If the parking are through the summertime, if they rent it out to a group of partiers, like college kids or something like that, then it's brought to the attention of P&Z and the commission and probably the assessor and everybody else that they're using it for a commercial rate. Other than that, it's hard to find out. There was one house in particular that I remember down in the Papa DuPorn area.
Yep.
Kind of like the one in Greene County that they were just showing that guy was having parties or something.
Yeah, he ended up in a big lawsuit.
I think that's a whole different issue. Talking about the Facebook page and party. I think Mr. Kerbo's on that page quite a bit, aren't you? Looking for parties to go to?
Yeah. All the time.
Okay, so we have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries.
Probably, if I may suggest, the next one is may not be one of mine. 274, 75.
274?
Wes, am I correct? Don't you have some of these that were in kind of a holding pattern that...
This one here is one of yours.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Is it 274?
Okay. What was that about?
You want to raise it? Because it's already at 6832. And
you pull, are you pulling that up for me? Thank you.
I'm having a little bit of a hard time understanding what we're doing here. I know we have a group of people that have came in, are these all people that came in before the deadline?
This is all stuff Chuck's brought.
That's what I'm saying, though. Are these people that came in before the deadline?
No.
Okay.
Let me read you all three. We've got, I went through the whole list. We've got one that is a duplex that, there's actually two duplexes sitting there. One of the four did not get corrected. We've got one or more that in the conversion lost a value. We've got one to add a mobile home to. We've got one that the structure was on the wrong parcel, moved to the right parcel. So we had to take one off, put one on.
Is that not all normally done through commission?
I can bring them all through BOE or the regular monthly or whatever BOE if you don't want to do them here.
No, I'm just asking.
Court orders.
Yeah,
court
orders. Isn't that normally done through court orders whenever there's changes, and especially add-ons?
The way that works, occupancy, well, the way that works on that is once we close the BOE, it stays closed until after we go through the levy setting, which is going to be mid-September. And then Chuck normally gives the collector a list of items to pull, and she pulls those bills so that they don't get mailed out. And then we come to you guys, to the commission, and get you to vote on them.
So you're wanting this done before it goes to the schools. You're wanting this done before it goes to the schools to set the levies.
Yeah, it's benefit to get it done. Again, this.
But some of these are going to be additions.
Some are additions. Some are.
Some are
probably.
Somebody set out increase notices.
There's a number. There's
the increase notices just to let you know if they get an increase notice after the deadline, then they could appeal directly to the state tax commission.
Right.
There's
all the ones we heard after the 20th or the 15th could have all gone to state tax commission.
We've got occupancy, got an added utility. We've got some in the conversion that the calculate button had to be hit. We got one residence gone. We've got one that had no value, needed value. There's a number of mapping changes. So the mapping's like similar to a split, and we've got some splits.
Gentlemen, do you want to hear all these? What do you want to do?
And then I've got about probably the three you were mentioning, Brandon, and probably three or four more that have come and asked if I would present their case to you. And two of those are Shoals Bend, and I thought we were coming back to a Shoals Bend. Thought they had a Shoals Bend to come back to. Am I mistaken?
I'd have to look at the map and be able to tell you.
On valuation changes where the taxpayer is asking for a change after the application deadline.
I don't know that
any
it's...
any error, definitely.
That's where I was going.
Yeah.
Is the valuation changes after the deadline shouldn't be heard. Anything with any correction, the examples that Chuck gave about the add-ons and the things that weren't there, any of those corrections can be changed. But valuation changes, I don't believe, can be touched after the deadline.
It's not fair to anybody else, is my opinion.
The board can bring about any parcel number it chooses to bring about.
Yes.
I don't know that it's appropriate for the assessor to bring those about, simply because the assessors, it might get yourself in trouble, if that makes sense. You're supposed to be telling us as to why it was assessed at the amount that it was assessed at.
And there's one or two comes to mind that caught the 5% increase that if I knew that was happening, I would have not have.
Was mine one of those?
Yours wasn't one of those. Sorry, Brandon.
So you want me to have the 5% increase?
Yeah. Unless it overvalued your property, and I did.
Depends on. I don't know anybody wants to buy my house right now. Well, I don't care to listen to, but again, it's up to the board as well. I don't care to listen to the ones that are changes because of errors. Gentlemen, do you agree?
Well, what are our choices?
Choices are we can say no. The choices are we can say no.
They either come now before the Board of Equalization, which affects us, it does affect the levy setting, or it waits until after the levy setting, and then it still comes before the commission, but you guys don't get to be involved.
Here's the thing, Mr. Kerbel. After that deadline is set, and after we extended the deadline for them to come in here, any changing of value that is not drawn up by the BOE can't be heard. That's my understanding. I may be wrong, but that's my understanding. Any correction that needs to be made from addition of a building or something that's been left off or not caught or anything that is inaccurate as far as presented to us by the assessor, we can change. Any error can be changed. But any value cannot be heard. If it was that way, if we could hear the values, nobody would come before the BOE to hear it. They'd have the assessor present them all.
Again, any board member can.
Yes.
I just want to clarify that.
Yes, I said that, but you're clarifying.
If you say that, then he is a board member.
And it goes back to that debate. But anyways.
But I'm not going to that debate. I'm
just
saying.
No, I understand.
I don't vote. And
right.
I'm only presenting.
You're just trying to present.
I'm just trying to present what the taxpayer has brought to me.
So
if I'd known that that's the way you all felt about it, I would have had them come to you. I thought I was doing you all a favor by not having them bother you guys. I would have sent them right straight to you.
Only
as
Danny's,
BOE members.
Well, I think Danny's thing is anyways. I don't care to listen to corrections.
All corrections, okay.
And then
discussion on the rest of it.
I don't care to look at it and see if it's something we want to look at that time. Is that fair? Is that fair? Mr. Pennell, is that fair?
Sounds good.
Okay, so let's go ahead and look at the corrections.
Okay, 274 is our next one.
Okay. Did it not get something put on? It looks like there used to be a house on there, now there's not.
There was no structure on it, and it needed a structure on it at $119,796.
So you've already made that change.
It's in our 2016 book.
But not
if you approve it, it'll be go in. But it is not in yet until
so
you all
approve it. Because that little thin piece of blue is the piece of property. So where's the structure?
This must be an occupancy. Is that our number?
That little blue strip?
That is our number.
That's it.
Hey, Kenny, could you come help us, please? If we want to go to the next one, 275.
Okay.
We've got an addition to a mobile home on this property.
Is that the cabana?
It's about a $7,000 increase.
With the addition of a mobile home.
An addition to a mobile home, yes.
Oh, addition to a mobile home.
Correct, to a mobile home. It's got a mobile home on the property and they put an addition on it.
Okay.
It looks like the mobile home was running right here.
And they built around it. Can you go to what? So we're showing on the paperwork, 22,844. What's it actually for 2016?
See if you can figure that out.
So you want to raise it to 29,522?
Oh, this is occupancy.
Do we have a motion to set the value for 2015 at the 29,522? We have a motion. Do we have a second?
You've lost me here just a second. I'm thinking about three or four different things.
So we're on the 2015-275.
Right.
He said there was an add-on. It's currently at 22,844. He's wanting to raise it to 29,522 because there's a $7,000 add-on, roughly.
And he's made the motion.
Mr. Kerbo made the motion.
Yeah, I'll second it. If he understands what it is, that's good enough for me.
You know what he's doing.
I deal with it on a weekly basis. Don't worry about it.
We have a motion and a second to set the value for BOE number 2015-275 at the 29,522, and I guess that's based on reassessment, based on
new construction.
New construction. Was that there January 1st?
Oh, yeah. We wouldn't be putting on it going there January 1st.
Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries.
Okay, Wes, could you go back, please, to the first, the 274? I need that. 274? Need that map again. Kenny says this is an occupancy. It wasn't there before.
Looked like a power line or something to me.
Can you zoom out a little bit, please?
Okay, you're seeing bare piece of ground because this picture is a 2012 picture and there was no structure. And this is a new house on that piece of ground.
Well, I guess, why is it showing just that sliver there and not...
I don't know.
Click on the 67 acre. Yeah, click on that right there. Can you click on the report there?
See, that it's a large piece of property. I don't know what that little mark was they're seeing.
That's showing that the house is on that one.
How many acres is that? 67?
He's got it in 2016
already. Right on. It's 20-305.
We changed it on Beacon.
So it is the same.
It could be that it's in Beacon.
The Beacon's already reflected. Yeah, it's already reflected 2016. So you're wanting to add a residential structure?
Right.
Appraised value at what, 119?
Appraised value total would be 126,628.
Now you want to add the residential at 119,796?
Correct.
Okay, and the land's agricultural? Now are you not taking 3 acres off to put it as residential land?
Should have. We'll catch it next year. I mean, you can, if you want to.
Needs to be done while we're out on it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So how many acres are you going to put over there in residential?
Well, pull.
Probably 25,000?
158 times 3 off of that.
Say it again now. 128?
158 times 3.
That's 474.
Okay, we'll take 474 off of the 6832.
6358. You
want to
add 16,000 to residential one?
Right. 16.
Mm-hmm. There's two houses in the garage. Well, one's an apartment.
And then we want to add 16,000 to residential.
So you're wanting to set the residential appraisal at 119,796, residential land at 16,000, and the agricultural land at 6,358.
Correct.
Do we have that in the motion, gentlemen?
I'm lost, but whatever you
want to
do.
So he's taking the... So what he's bringing to us right now are properties that are not... This one specifically is an heir to where there's a house there, but it wasn't assessed.
Okay. There's two houses.
I guess a house and an apartment or something. Yeah.
Two of them.
So he's asking us to add the value of the home.
That makes sense.
Add the value of the land that the home sits on. And deduct the value of the land that the house sits on away from the agriculture, because we're changing from agricultural to residential.
Okay.
$6,358.
So you need a motion?
We have a motion. Do we have a second?
I'm sorry.
So we have a motion and a second to set BOE number 2015-274 at a value residential of $119,796, a residential land value of $16,000, and an agricultural, an agricultural land value of $6,358. Any further discussion? No, it was Randy that made the motion. Mr. Kerbo seconded it. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Okay, we did 275, correct?
Correct.
That's 275.
That was
274.
Yes, he did. 276.
I believe this is an occupancy as well, structure that wasn't there before, new construction.
Those are percentage based.
Yes. If it was an occupancy, if it. Kenny's pulling it up. It could be that it was the whole thing that wasn't on there before. If it was on the, if it was there, then it's 100%. Raising the assessed value from $10,687 to $28,977. Or requesting that, I should say.
Because you have $19,417 in residential structure?
Yes.
We have a motion.
I'll make that motion.
Do we have a second? Second. We have a motion and a second to set the value of BOE number 2015-276 at a value of $28,977 for residential total based on information provided by the assessor. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Sorry, I lost track. What number did we just approve?
It was 276. Now we're on 277.
Okay, 277 I'm going to put off to the side. And 278 was a duplicate, so we need to mark it off our
277
list.
We're going to put off to the side, and what does that mean?
It's one of those that I hope you'll listen to here in a minute.
Okay. You said 278 is a duplicate.
278 is a duplicate.
So would you like to withdraw 278?
I would like to withdraw my request on 278, please.
Okay. We're at 279.
Correct. And this parcel went from $24,447 to $76,007.
Occupancy, new res.
And it's an occupancy. It's a new res. $279. Oh, the value $76,007.
Are we on $279?
Correct.
$279.
Georgia Stone. Is that the address 6370 Oxbow Bend?
That could be their address in.
That's their mailing address.
Okay, so I'm going to say that's not Clearwater Acres.
Our 911 service doesn't give us a physical address until a house is put on there. So that's why you don't see a physical, but they'll be getting it for long. 280 is another one of those I'd like to make a request to.
We haven't made a decision on 279 yet.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That 279, reason we're doing this, is we're putting a house on it? Or?
Yes, sir.
Is it built yet?
Yes.
Yeah, and I'm...
Can I see where that block 9, lot 13 is?
Residences, it's how is it put on as far as percentages?
If, on new construction. If it's there January 1, 100%.
Right.
Comes in March 312. I mean, 912.
912?
Yeah.
I don't know. Did you take middle of the day or no? Or, well, yeah. Not middle of the day, middle of the month as far as it's the 15th. Do you get down that you just go by the month?
Just go by the month. Correct.
The computer's got a deal.
Okay.
A calendar. You click the day.
It automatically does it.
It automatically does it.
Gotcha. Just curious.
That's a good question. Call.
Okay.
Could be by the day.
Could be, yeah.
What is it we're putting on that house that has been built or is going to be built?
It has been built.
Yeah, we don't put them on until they're occupied.
Right. But now... 2016, is it actually going to go up? Are you saying this was here before?
Yes, this is what we're trying to do is run it on for a percentage at, for 15, and then for 16, they'll get the remaining value.
So just because it's in there currently at 76.07 for 16, it'll actually be more than that?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
But that house you're talking about, you said until it's occupied.
Right, we don't put a house on until it's occupied.
Well, the house is not occupied.
Could it be because
it's
they
really
live?
It consists of a garage with a little apartment.
That is right.
And it's built by Randy Ceretti.
Mm-hmm.
And it was built for people, other people that live in the subdivision. It's sort of a kind of a guest house.
Mm-hmm.
Is it able to be occupied?
Yes.
Well, then that's their definition of occupied.
And it's pretty
nice.
Yes, it's very nice because he opened it up and let us look in it.
Call me later.
So the definition of occupied is it can be occupied, not it is occupied.
But it's pretty nice, they're honest.
Okay, so do we have a motion to set the value at $76,007?
By the recommendation of the assessor?
However you want to make the motion, sir.
That's the way I'm going to make it because we haven't been, they went out and assessed it with that, so I don't know anything about it. So other than what, take a recommendation of the assessor's office.
We have a second?
Second.
We have a motion and a second to set the value at $76,007 based on recommendation by assessor. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. You said 280 is one you hope we listen to. So where's the next error?
Do you want to hear my duplex on 281? That was mentioned in earlier.
Is that an error?
Yes. It's our error.
Okay, what we got?
We've got at least two duplexes sitting there, and the other three are all valued correctly. This one's valued at $228,490 and should be $187,000.
Can you zoom out, please?
I'm not mistaken, but...
165.
You don't have to zoom out that much. We had a couple of these last year, year before last. But some of them had basements and some of them didn't. And there were some other discrepancies. Do you remember, Kenny, what they were? Or?
I don't remember, but I know there were several of them that come. Was it last year?
Well, they've been throughout. And he, Mr. Pennell, coincidentally, moved to deny the lowering of...
I would have been in 2009 or something. That was in 9, I guess.
Have you seen the error in your ways?
Oh, yeah. These two...
Can we pull the history up, please? Oh, and that's good right there.
The same... The adjusted area is 2283, 2279, which is virtually the same.
And you want to put it at what now?
187.
Is that because other ones are around it?
Correct.
Gentlemen, I'll leave that up to you if you want to pull that BOE or that parcel number up and make it a...
Yes. What I'm a little bit lost here is, are we setting the value because of neighboring properties?
I believe so.
Doing? I didn't know we was going to set values here.
Well, that's...
Is it an addition onto it, or is it, what is it?
No, it'd be I believe it'd be taken away.
So did you miss these whenever you were doing it? That's what I was asking. How did you find out that you made this mistake?
I believe that these people called us, brought it to our attention.
When did they call you, do you know?
I couldn't tell you. Okay. I printed this on 7/20, so my guess would be on 7/20.
Okay. Leave that decision up to the board if they want to bring that one up or not.
I don't want to hear it myself.
The only reason I would be interested in hearing it is only because it's attached to duplexes that are values already set. It's not a separate. It's not something that's just out there. But hey, it's similar to the thing we did in Point Rio.
I know, but that was on time regulated proposal.
Oh, well, it was on. They tried to get on and was told they couldn't, yeah.
Yeah. Do whatever you want to do.
He didn't make a motion.
Oh,
no.
I'm asking if you have a thought on it, if you want
to. I'm glad to.
If it was called in on 7/20, I don't believe that we can set the value on it.
The only reason we can is because...
You can. The only reason you can is you can.
Is you can or can't?
You can.
Oh.
Because you can do it. And I saw you guys last year.
So, I mean, we can bring
had a lady come in after the time, and you changed a couple of laws, so you can do it.
Yeah, I'm not disagreeing with you. So, yeah, we can't use the...
You're saying...
But it's normally the individual that comes to us, not the assessor. I mean, that is the normal.
If you'd like me to next year, I'll have them call you guys. Again, I was trying to save you all grief. You don't have to do it. I'm just bringing it to you. But you can do it.
Well, let's talk about that when we get down to the... when we're going to hear all these others that you got.
Do we have... when's your next error?
282 is our next one.
Okay.
If you could pull this up, this is surely an old BOE that did not get corrected in the new program.
Okay.
recommend that you move it back to that 13 BOE of 1,020,000.
So in 2013 we set it at 1,020,000 and it got raised back up to 1,777,000.
How to do that, just by mistake on the computer thing?
Our program when we converted did not pick up, leave the BOEs, the recent BOEs the same.
If we set it last year, I wonder if we set that at
2013. Yeah. So 1,020,000.
Yeah. Go ahead and
we have a motion to set it at 1,020,000.
Yeah.
Do we have a second?
Yeah,
we have a motion to second set the value of BOE number 2015-282 at 1,020,000. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
I see Jeff abstained on that, so he must have had appraisal.
I think he was absent the day that we originally did it, and then he abstained because he was absent the original time. I don't think he does commercial real appraisals.
Which one are we on now?
283.
This one, we lost value, found it probably in reviewing through the conversion. The residential value should be 27,684, and it was dropped to 4,505.
Which one are you looking at?
I'm sorry. I skipped that one because I knew you didn't want to talk about it now.
We're on 283?
No. 284, I'm sorry.
A 283 is one of the three that you brought to us the other day.
That is correct, yes, sir. That's Dickie. I assumed you didn't want to talk about it at this time.
Well, the problem,
right. But you did at that time. You said though it had been turned into, you just didn't get it into us or something.
No, not on Delbert. No.
Okay.
He called after both deadlines first. I mean, okay. Or I could change it before the first and the 10th deadline as well. He called in on the 14th.
Okay. We're on down to Harrison, Ricky Harrison.
Yes, and again, as I said before, evidently in the conversion, we lost the value from 27,698 or 684 to 4,505, and it needs to be corrected back to the 27,684.
That's residential, that's commercial.
Yes, this is just residential value that we're talking about.
And why do we need to change it?
In the conversion, we lost it. If you look over there on the left side,
yeah,
right in there, it was on at 27,684, and somehow in the conversion, evidently, it lost that much.
But the commercial did not change it.
She'll still showing 17 up there. Question?
No, this is something I don't know. She'll have done. But yet.
So, I don't know. I just found it.
Well, that makes sense.
That's right. Is that all right?
I don't know.
Gentlemen, we have 81 that you've still haven't touched on yet that you've brought to us. I think that's a little unheard of, is it not?
Yeah.
We used to have.
We used to bring stacks like this in. We didn't even have time to enter all the parcels into the computer program.
But they were in bunches. They were in groups of things that were miss.
Is this wrong?
That had an error that you could say that there is such and such based on the category. That's how we approved them. We didn't sit for hours.
We did not go through them individually. He just would say these are errors or occupancy or split.
Exactly right.
And his word was taken for that.
Right.
Mr. Pennell's word was taken on all of the classification changes, so please don't insinuate that his word's not taken as well.
I was supporting Danny's comments.
I think we're waiting on the gentleman at the table to...
Brandon, so you understand, here's the difference in what we're saying. There's categories that we can make the changes, and everything that's in that category that's presented can be done
with one vote.
Then there's another category, like an add-on, and everything that's in there can be done, and we can take what Chuck has said, says that there's such and such number, such and such number, and such and such number that's in that category,
and that's,
we can just make
the motion. And that's what I'm asking. Are we able to, I guess, Chuck, the question is
well, that makes sense.
Yeah, can we take and just make the motion based on the assessor's recommendation because of occupancy?
Yeah.
And just wipe out 20 of them with one motion?
Or conversion or whatever it is.
Yeah.
That's what he's doing.
You don't want to make that motion?
Well, I'm asking.
Well, we're going to have him.
I'm asking Mr. Pennell if he has the ability to give us that information to where we can make those motions.
And they're mixed in here by numbers, so.
Would you like to take a 10-minute recess and you and Kenny could go through them and put them into piles? That would
sure.
be great.
Yeah.
Is 10 minutes long enough?
But there's still going to be quite a number of, other than the ones that you were holding on.
I just have a hard time understanding why so many are being brought to us, because in years past, there's been but maybe two or three.
We just went through a conversion. We lost some things.
No. I'm talking about individuals that are wanting, after the date, are wanting their valuations changed.
I'd say there's probably 8, maybe 10 at the most.
Okay. So there's not, because there's 80.
I brought you 3 the other day mentioned.
Right.
There's probably 4 or 5
okay.
more. Yeah.
Now, I don't have a problem. There's 81. That's what I'm trying to figure out that we haven't hit yet.
No.
So those are going to be
occupancy
issues.
That's what I've started to read you before. We got map changes. We got splits.
And that's the
we got BOE changes.
Yeah. Let's put all those into parcel or into groups so we can make motions in groups. So 10 minutes long enough to get that done?
It won't take us that long.
Okay, let's take a 10-minute recess. That way we all have time.